Proverbs 26. Like snow in summer and like rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a self-confident fool. Like the sparrow in her wandering, like the swallow in her flying, so the causeless curse does not alight. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a straight slender rod for the backs of self-confident fools. Answer not a self-confident fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a self-confident fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes and conceit. He who sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his feet of satisfactory delivery and drinks the damage. Like the legs of a lame man which hang loose, so is a parable in the mouth of a fool. Like he who binds a stone in a sling, so is he who gives honor to a self-confident fool. Like a thorn that goes without being felt into the hand of a drunken man, so is a proverb in the mouth of a self-confident fool. But like an archer who wounds all, so is he who hires a fool or chance passers-by. As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool returns to his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes in conceit? There is more hope for a self-confident fool than for him. The sluggard says, "There's a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. As the door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man move not from his place upon his bed. The slothful and self-indulgent buries his hand in his bosom. It distresses and wearies him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes in conceit than seven men who can render a reason and answer discreetly. He who passing by stops to meddle with strife that is none of his business is like one who takes a dog by the ears, like a madman who casts firebrands, arrows, and death. So is the man who deceives his neighbor and then says, 'Was I not joking?' For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and when there is no whisperer, contention ceases. As coals are to hot embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man to inflame strife. The words of a whisperer or slanderer are like dainty morsels or words of sport to some, but to others are like deadly wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body or of the victim's nature. Burning lips uttering insincere words of love and a wicked heart are like an earthen vessel covered with the scum thrown off from molten silver, making it appear to be solid silver. He who hates pretends with his lips, but stores up deceit within himself. When he speaks kindly, do not trust him, for seven abominations are in his heart. Though his hatred covers itself with guile, his wickedness shall be shown openly before the assembly. Whoever digs a pit for another man's feet shall fall into it himself, and he who rolls a stone up a height to do mischief, it will return upon him. A lying tongue hates those it wounds and crushes, and a flattering mouth works ruin.